Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless you, people of God. God bless you on tonight. God bless you, and we say welcome to this open heaven. God bless you tonight. We're so grateful to be here again. We thank God for another day that he's made, another day that he has kept us, and we are so glad about it. We pray that today your Sabbath time with the Lord was sweet, that you had sweet communion with the Lord. We're so grateful, of course, amen, that you have decided to join us. We thank God for you. Thank you for joining us on tonight. We want to ask you to go ahead and invite someone else to come, invite them to come and be a part of the broadcast on tonight. We are rebroadcasting tonight, but we're grateful because we get so much substance out of our rebroadcast. And I'm telling you, I've just been feasting. Just want to let you know this is a recorded line, and people of God, you can get a copy afterwards, absolutely free. Just text us. We'll give you a couple of numbers at the end of the broadcast whereby you can text us, and we will get a copy of the broadcast to you. We're thankful again for our listeners, all of our listeners, those that are listening internationally. We thank God for you. We're now reaching into over 59 countries and the majority of the United States. And we thank God for you for listening in on the Prayer News Network Global. Amen. And this is why we're continuing to come, because you're coming. Amen. Glory to God. And so we're grateful tonight. Amen. So we'll be here as long as the Lord shall say. Amen, Jesus. So we just give God thanks. We give God praise. Just want to thank God tonight for our leaders, all of our leaders, any leaders that are on the line. We thank God for you. We thank God for our advisors on tonight. We thank God for my leaders. Glory to God. Just thanking him for Dr. Samuel Huggins James on today. We thank God for him, our senior apostle. We thank the Lord for Bishop K.A. Tina, our presiding bishop. We thank the Lord tonight for my pastor, Apostle V.G. Taylor, who is actually celebrating 35 years in ministry. Whoop, whoop. Yes, there he's having his anniversary celebratory celebration that's going on now. They had it early today, but we bless the Lord. Beautiful time in the Lord. Very, very beautiful time in the Lord. So we give God thanks. We give God praise. We bless him for each of you. You are somebody. We just want to let you know that you are important. You are so important. So we just thank the Lord today. We bless the Lord today. Glorify him today for his goodness, for his grace. We just tell you, people of God, a blessing to be here yet again. We thank God for the mind to come, to be here, to assemble yourself in this place under this open heaven. And we just want to let you know that we appreciate you. We want to let you know that we love you. We just want to let you know that heaven is shining upon you. So thank you, thank you, thank you for our listeners listening via blog radio, those that are listening via our Prayer News Network Facebook page. We thank you, thank you, thank you. We do have quite a number of people that are listening via our Facebook page, as we can thank the Lord for you, those that are not dialing in, but certainly listening. So we thank God for your listening ear. We pray that you are being blessed. We pray that you're being blessed immensely in the service of the Lord. So we thank you tonight. We do know that several have you're back on track, back on schedule. So we're not going to be broadcasting on tonight. We let him and honor him on tonight. To be able to rebroadcast, it's just a beautiful. So again, if you would go ahead and invite them to come and be with us on tonight. Glory to God. David, we're not hold you long. Man, but we want you to get something and take something back with you. If it's just one verse, if it's just one word, if it's just something to edify, something to give you a little strength that you can go on a little further. Maybe you had a down day. Maybe today just wasn't quite right, and you need that picker upper. Yes, we pray that in the word that you need to lift you up, yes, to give you strength to be the wind beneath your wings. Yes, we all need that just as sure as we live from day to day. We need strength, people of God. We need strength because, listen, warfare is very, very real. But I tell you, I thank the Lord God Almighty that he is real. Amen. He's real. He's real. He's real. And we bless the Lord that he has given us to him that we can go unto him. We can go into that hiding place. We can go to that rock. Go to the rock of our salvation. We can go. We can draw strength. Glory to God, out of the waters of salvation. So we bless the Lord. We thank the Lord tonight again. Go ahead and invite a couple of people to come on in. Glory to God. Invite, invite, invite. We thank God for our prayer warriors on tonight. Thank God for our scripture readers. I tell you, we've come a very, very long way. And people of God, listen, we have yet so much further to go. But we're okay. Because we know that God is in control. We're okay because we know that he's leading us and he's guiding us. We are A-okay. Hallelujah. So we bless the Lord tonight. We thank God for you. Amen. Jesus, glory to God again. We're going to have a word of prayer on tonight to sanctify the line. Glory to God. To just sanctify, to get our minds and bring our hearts in on tonight. And if you would, glory to God, if you would, amen, Jesus, bring your hearts and minds in.
The recording has started.
Just bring your hearts and minds in on tonight, glory to God. Just bring them in, bring them in, bring them in on tonight, glory to God, as we go before the throne of grace. Just a little song, just a little song that I hear in my spirit on tonight, and then we're going to sanctify the line, and we're going to move on out of the way. Amen, because we went back to 2020, amen, Jesus, to bring forth one of the beautiful messages, amen, as delivered by one of God's servants. And the song says, the blood that Jesus shed for me it was way, way back on Calvary, oh, the blood that gives me strength from day to day. It will never, never, never lose its power. How many know the blood will never lose its power? How many know it tonight? How many know the blood will never, ever, ever lose its power? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let us look unto Jesus on tonight. Father, we bless you. We thank you. We honor, we glorify you tonight. We thank you, oh God, for another day, another time, another opportunity to come before your throne of grace. Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you for keeping us, oh God. We thank you for keeping our minds and keeping our hearts. Father, we thank you tonight. We just come to say thank you. We just come tonight to appreciate you, oh God, for all of your goodness towards us. We just come tonight, glory to God. Glory to God. We just come tonight, oh God, to give you honor, all of the honor that's due unto your name. We just come tonight for thanking you, glory to God, thanking you for open heaven. We're thanking you tonight. We're thanking you for redemption. We're thanking you for salvation on tonight. Father, we thank you for how you saved us. We thank you tonight, glory to God, for how you picked us up and you turned us around. We thank you on tonight for your shed blood of Calvary. We thank you tonight, oh God. We thank you. And we bless you one more time. We thank you tonight, oh God, for life, the life, oh God, that you've given us. We thank you tonight. Glory to God. We thank you tonight. We thank you tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God, for had it not been you, oh God, on our side, we don't know where we would be, Father, but we know that we would be like a ship without a sail. But Father, we're thanking you on tonight for being our guiding light. We're thanking you, oh God, for your guiding eye. We thank you on tonight. We thank you. We bless you. Glory to God. We ask you on tonight. Father, we ask you tonight, oh God, to look upon us. We're asking you tonight, glory to God. We're asking, oh, glory to God, that you forgive us of sin. Father, we're asking that you forgive us, oh God, of every sin, every iniquity, oh God, everything that we've done wrong, anything within our being. Father, we're asking that you forgive us on tonight. We're asking that you create in us a clean heart, renew a right spirit within us tonight. In thy precious name, oh God, Father, we're asking you tonight, Father, that you have your way. Father, have your way in us on tonight. Have your way on this line on tonight. In the name of Jesus, Father, look upon us yet again. In that precious name, oh God, Father, look favorably upon us tonight. In the precious name of Jesus, Father, we're asking tonight, oh God, Aya, you, oh God, Shanda la Bahaya. God, Father, let your will be done. Let your will be done in us on tonight. Let your divine will, your perfect will be done in us on tonight. Father, we're asking that you will touch us tonight. Touch us again, oh God. Touch us. Yeah, glory to God. Touch us way down on the inside. In thy precious name, oh God, Father, we're asking you tonight, Father, to remove the residue. Oh God, everything that's not of you, everything that's not like you. Father, we're asking tonight to cleanse us and purify us. In the name of Jesus, cleanse our minds on tonight. Cleanse our spirit on tonight. Cleanse our soul on tonight. Sanctify us on tonight in that precious name, oh God. Father, tonight, oh God, cause the coals of fire to set upon us, your people. Sanctify, purify, purge us, oh God. Make us anew in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you tonight. Father, we're asking you to do it again. Father, we're asking you to do it again, oh God, in that precious name, Jesus. Father, we're asking you to look upon the altar tonight. Look upon the altar of the hearts of your people tonight. Some come for one thing, oh God. Others come for another. Father, but we know that you are our El Shaddai. You're able, oh God, to meet every need. You're able to meet every desire. In the name of Jesus, we're thanking you all tonight, oh God, for your all-seeing eye. We're thanking you all tonight, oh God, for you said hi, oh God, and you're in the midst of us. In our precious name, oh God, for you said by your word that you never leave us nor forsake us. And we give you thanks. We give you praise on tonight. Father, we're asking that you will lift us on tonight. Lift your people on tonight. Father, we're asking all glory to God. Oh God, that by your anointing, Father, that you will set upon us tonight. Oh God, destroy the works of the enemy. Destroy the works, oh God, in thy precious name, Jesus. Father, destroy the works of the enemy. Destroy the plan of the enemy tonight. Father, we plead your blood tonight. We plead your precious blood tonight. In thy precious name, oh glory to God. Father, destroy the works of the enemy. Oh, in the name of Jesus, Father, we're asking that you will lift tonight. Lift your people on tonight. Lift in the soul tonight. Lift in the mind on tonight. In the precious name of Jesus. Oh God, breathe upon us tonight. Father, breathe upon your people tonight. In the precious name, oh God, we're asking you, glory to God. We're asking you tonight. We're asking that you will save tonight. We're asking that you will save to the save to the utmost on tonight. Father, save your people tonight. In thy precious name, oh, glory to God. Father, save tonight. Hey, woo, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, save from a burning hell tonight. Save, glory to God. We cry out on tonight for those that are hellbound. Father, but we're asking that you would touch and turn around tonight. Touch, glory to God. Only because, oh God, only because of your grace, only because of your mercy, we're asking you to turn around on tonight in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Some don't believe, oh God, but because they don't believe, it doesn't mean that you're not real. real. We're thanking you tonight. Thank you for your truth on tonight. Thank you for your holiness on tonight. In that precious name. Hey, one more Sunday. Oh, glory to God. In oh, glory to God in that precious name on tonight. Father, we're asking that you will move. Oh, glory to God. Father, we're asking that you will move in the winds on tonight. Father, we're asking that you will move in the hot places on tonight. Bring down the works of the enemy. Bring down the plan of the enemy on tonight. Father, we plead your blood against every plan and every plot of the enemy in that precious name on tonight. Father, we're asking that you heal. Heal in the body, the mind, the soul. Heal, oh God, spirit us tonight. Oh God, those that are broken, those that are broken, those that are tattered on tonight. Father, but we're asking that you heal. Hey, God, your blood, oh God, that flow from your vein. We're asking you to go down, oh God, go down in the secret places in that precious name. Oh, Father, and uproot tonight. Father, uproot on tonight. Oh, glory to God in that precious name. Father, destroy the works of the enemy. Oh, God, those things that seem, oh, God, to be abnormal situations. Oh, God, but when a wicked one is at work, oh, God, but tonight, oh, God, lift up a standard against the enemy. Lift up a standard against the enemy. Hey, yes, God, in the name of Most High, lift up a standard, oh, God, in the precious name, Father. We give you thanks. We give you praise. We thank you all tonight. Thank you for your glory being revealed. Thank you for your glory being revealed, Father. We thank you. Thank you for your glory being revealed, oh, God, in the midst of your people, in every situation, in every circumstance. Father, we're coming on tonight. Oh, God, we're coming tonight. Oh, God, casting our cares upon you. But we know that you care. You care. You care for each and every one of us. You care. Oh, God, those things, oh, God, that concerns us. Surely they concern you. And, Father, we thank you tonight. We bless you tonight. We glorify you tonight for moving. We glorify you on tonight for lifting. We glorify you on tonight for setting your people free. We glorify you on tonight for healing. We glorify you on tonight for restoring. We glorify you tonight. And that's the higher, Jose. We glorify you tonight. Father, we set your will be done. Father, not only on this life, but all over the earth. Let your will be done. Hey, God, breathe upon your people tonight. Breathe upon your people tonight. Those, oh, glory to God, that have said, oh, God, those that may be in a strange land. But, Father, we're asking that you breathe upon them, oh, God. Cause the sons of Zion to come forth. Sons of Zion that will break the plan of the enemy. That will destroy, oh, God, every confusion. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise on tonight. We thank you for answers on tonight. We thank you for resetting the mind. We're thanking you on tonight. Restoration, restoration. Father, we thank you with praise. We honor, we glorify you tonight. Father, we say let your will be done in the midst of us. Touch leaders on tonight. Father, touch leaders all over the land. Touch your leaders. Oh, God, even in this time, even, oh, God, in this season, Father, we're asking that you would touch and that you would restore. We're asking on tonight, oh, God, that you would lift them up on eagle's wings. Lift them up, God, in the name of Jesus, Father, for you said by your word that you never leave us nor forsake us. Father, we believe you for your word. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you honor. Good night. Father, do what you will tonight. Touch the heart. Cause your word to go forth. Bless your speaker tonight. Father, wherever she may be, bless her tonight. Bless her, oh God. Bless her tonight as only you come. Oh, my most high, as only you can. Bless her tonight. Oh, God, for the word and the word declared through her being. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory tonight in that precious name, Jesus. Hey, Master Haya, oh, God, in your precious name, hallelujah, 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 have your way tonight, have your way, do what you will in the midst of us. We thank you now, Thank you, oh God, for making us anew. Thank you now. Thank you for your will being done. Thank you now. Thank you for telling every hung down head. Thank you now. Hey, Master, how ye? Glory to God. We give you glory. We give you honor. We do give you praise. In thy precious name, Jesus, glory to God in every heart tonight. Say amen, amen, amen on tonight. Glory to God. And we tonight, glory to God, we go now, glory to God, into our program. Glory to God, that's already in progress. Glory to God, put your pen, get your pen out, get your pencil. Glory to God, to hear what thus saith the Lord on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. One word, only one word from the Lord can change your mind, can change the trajectory of your entire life. One word at the right time. Glory to God. In Jesus' name, glory to God. To God. Amen, amen, amen. Glory to God. We give God thanks. We give him praise on tonight. Amen. We glorify him. We bless him again. We bless him again. Amen. For his goodness. We're thanking him for what he's already done. We're about to see the manifestation. Amen. Glory be to God. We pray that you came for something. Amen. We pray that you didn't come here empty-minded. Amen. Empty thoughts. But we pray that you came here looking for a word. We pray that you came here looking for an answer. Amen. Hallelujah to your prayers, knowing that God shall do it. Amen. Just what he said he shall do. Glory to God. And tonight, people of God, as you know, we've been traveling all over this United States. Amen. Glory be to God. We've been all over the United States. Last night, we were up in Dalton, Georgia. Amen. Glory be to God. We were in Athens. Glory to God. We were in New Jersey, South Carolina, North Carolina, Florida. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Africa. Glory to God. But we're thanking God on tonight, amen, that we're traveling back again now to New Jersey, amen. We're traveling back to New Jersey, amen, into Irvington, New Jersey, glory be to God, where there is a woman of God there, amen, with the power of prayer ministry, who is on the wall for the Lord, amen, who's giving it, amen, her all. Glory be to God for the kingdom of God. Amen. We're so blessed tonight. Amen. To be blessed with her presence on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. She comes to us from Throne Room International Prayer Ministries. Amen. Throne Room International Prayer Ministries. Amen. So we're thanking God on tonight. Glory be to God for the woman of God. Amen. We want you to receive now. Glory be to God. Dr. Prophetess Carolyn Harrell. Glory to God. Woman of God, are you with us on tonight?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Amen. Yes, ma'am.
God bless you. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yes, ma'am. We can hear you.
We praise.
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay. We praise the name of the Lord. We praise the name of the Lord. We praise the name of the Lord. We thank you. We thank you for the welcome. We thank you for being able to be on the line tonight just to give a brief word on tonight. My paper is filled, but it won't be a long time. It's just a brief word. We praise God because God is good and he's worthy to be praised, and we are excited about the name of Jesus. Yes, sir, we are excited. We know that there is healing in the name of Jesus. There is deliverance. There is a way being made. There is restoration in the name of Jesus, and we praise him and we thank him and we honor him because God is good and he's worthy to be praised. He gave us another day. He didn't have to do it, but he did. So many have gone on, but God allowed us to get up one more day. He allowed us, of those of us that went out today, he allowed us to go out and come back in, still covered under his blood. It's no blood, yeah. It's no goodness of ours, but it is the greatness of our Savior, our Lord, who loved, and he manifests himself each and every day. He shows us how much he loves us. He shows us how much he cares. And we surrender our heart, our mind, and our soul to him. We decrease that God can increase. And I pray that the word on tonight will bless your soul. Yes, sir. yeah. I only got one scripture. You can write it down. I got it in two different versions. It is 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter, the 33rd through the 34th verse. The 33rd verse reads, and in the King James Version, it says, "Be not deceived. Evil communication corrupts or good manners." When I go to the Amplified Bible, it says, "Do not be deceived. Bad company corrupts good morals." I want you to understand what that's saying. Bad company, people that we hook up ourselves with. Sometimes we go out and we meet people. Sometimes we hook ourselves up with somebody because they give us a smile, because they say something really nice in the beginning of a conversation. So we get hooked up and stuff that sometimes it's not good for us. It goes on to say, be sober-minded, be sensible, wake up from your spirit, spiritual stupid. That's what the word says. Stop sinning for ignore his truth. God doesn't want you to ignore the truth. So let me go on and tell you what I'm talking about. I was sitting. God gave me this message maybe like 2 months ago or something like that. I was sitting on the side of the bed, and I began, the message was at first just a speech to tell somebody, to get somebody, let somebody to be encouraged. But in the encouragement, I had to tell them some things that they were doing. So the message is about being misled. Now, there's a lot of things that's going on. Now, no matter what happens in this world, there's always a gimmick. Somebody always got something. We know that it's the virus going on now, and people have been misled by remedies that they think, oh, it's going to be medicine over here, or you can take this. Even our president told us some stuff to take. Just being misled. You got to watch being misled by things and by people, because no matter what comes up in this world, there is always somebody with a gimmick to make it shorter, to get some money from somebody else, to mess with people's minds. That gimmick call you up, they tell you you're going to win such and such money, but you got to do this and you got to do this. And sometimes people get hung up in that because they want money so bad, so they get misled and they put that money out there and it doesn't come back. Somebody then stole it. We got people who do credit card fraud. They'll call you up and say, if you give me your credit card number for whatever reason, I can get this for you. Being misled. Now, when your children are little, we try to keep the children in a place where they won't be misled. We tell them things before they go to school. Watch this, watch that, don't do this, don't talk to this person. We give them a whole lot of rules and expect them to remember. But as the children start to grow, they become close to people that people will mislead them. You know, they call it playing games. They trick you into doing stuff. They tell you stuff. They call, yeah. When April comes, they tell you April Fool jokes. Huh? They always trying to do something to get you to do something else. And then you have to wonder, if it's the truth or am I being misled? Now, sometimes I'm going to tell you that sometimes we do get misled by things. We get misled because we want to believe in something. We want to believe. Not that you don't believe in God, but there are some things. Oh, go over here and get this job, and this job going to do this. And when you get there, get hired. It's not what you think it is. Being led by things. As you on your journey, you get misled. So many times we are misled by our feelings and our thoughts. We get together with people and we get feelings, and then thoughts come in our mind and we get misled. We get sometimes get easily used. Sometimes we don't even realize we're being used because we have been misled, because we so much want somebody to be our friend. Let me tell you, we want to be validated, so we do crazy stuff so we can get validated by one single person. Not that it's everybody, but sometimes we get hooked up. We go say, men and women, we get hooked up, and if we like this woman or we like this man and they not really paying no attention to us, then we do crazy things. And not really understanding, God didn't want us to be connected to it anyway. Somebody got to say yes. See, we connect ourselves to people that God is trying to tell us that's not it. Don't go there. Don't do that. But we still do it because we have been misled. We so want to be validated, as I said. So sometimes we don't listen to the voice of God. We take another place. We take another stand. Sometimes it's because some of us have been hurt in our childhood. And so as we grow up, we've been told that we couldn't do it. We've been told that we wasn't smart enough, being misled, because it gets down in your head and it makes you think, oh, if they said it, that's my mother, that's my father, that's my brother, that's my uncle, they're not going to mislead me. So if they say I'm not good enough, then you get it in your head that you're not good enough. So then you grow up and not work through your full potential. Then you grow up and you get in relationships that you shouldn't be in because somebody told you that you wasn't pretty enough. Somebody told you that you wasn't smart enough. Somebody told you, that you couldn't do it. So they misleading you. They don't want you to do it because they want themselves to be in that place. Have you ever been in a place when you go to church and the pastor tell you, did you adopt or you join something at the church? You want to be the usher. You want to be on the nursing board. You want to be a part of the something you want to be a part of. And then when you get there, have you ever been there and it's cliques in the church? Yeah, we know. At every church, there's cliques. And if they like you, then you in. And if they don't like you, you not in. Yes, sir. If you don't dress like them, come on, somebody. If you don't look like them, come on, somebody. Preach, black girl. If you don't act like them, if your clothes ain't up to date, if you don't have on the right shoes, if you don't talk in the proper tone, they don't want to buy them. So then you go back, yes, sir, to your childhood, where you've been rejected. So you being misled by that rejection feeling. They don't want you to the party. They didn't invite you. But I understand. If you're not invited, don't ask to be invited. You might get in a place where you don't want to be. You think because it's the in crowd, it's because it's the person that's preaching the hardest. It's the person that may be dancing the hardest. It's the person that got on the red bottom shoes. That's who you want to be connected to. It's the person that's wearing the Chanel pin. Yeah, they paid a lot for that pin, but they can't hardly make their bills at home. But because they wanted to be a part of the in crowd, they go and do something that makes you be a part of the in crowd. But I'm here to tell you, don't step in that door. You stepping in a place where you shouldn't be because of your feelings. I was in a relationship. My savior. And the relationship wasn't working. They was putting me down. They was mad. And I didn't even realize it that before I got into the relationship, it was already happening. Yes, some things be right before us, but because we looking for validation, we can't see what's before us. So we get misled by what's not true. We get misled. Have you ever seen your child or somebody else's child get in trouble, and when the parent comes to school, popular girl in the class. I had no idea that she was trying to trick some of us. It was about four or five of us in the group together. And I don't know what they knew, but I was a little naive when I was young. And so I didn't know that she was trying to trick us. So she tricked us. I think I was in the third or fourth grade. So she tricked us to go outside. Yes, sir. Yeah. Not even go in the school building. First she told us to let's go to the store. And so we all went on. We all in the store after 9 o'clock, knowing we supposed to be in our classroom, that our parents sent us to school to be in the classroom to learn. But because she was popular, not because she was pretty, but because she was popular, we wanted to be a part. I don't know about that, but I wanted to be a part of what was popular, because I was quiet and people didn't talk to me as much. And so we followed her to the store. She didn't even spend any money. She made us spend our money, and so we could get some candy and stuff like that, still not knowing what's going on. And so when we left out the store, I said to myself, are we going back to school? But no, she didn't want to go back to school. She led us to this building where they was working at. And so because I thought I was having fun, we all went in the building. We running up and down these stairs, and the stairs were still. The people at first didn't even know we was in the building. We had ran up and down the stairs about two or three times. And then after a while, somebody came in. Yeah. I said, what are you doing? You were supposed to be in school. Why are you in this building? Just as they came out, I was a fraidy cat when I was little, not when I got big, but when I was little, everything scared me. So when the person came out and yelled, it scared me, and I fell all the way down the stairs. I had a messed up mouth. I had a bump on my head. Yes, sir, the ambulance had to come. My mother had to come. That's the last person I wanted to come and find me at the bottom of the stairs. But see, I was being misled by a trickster who tricked. See, we got the plan that the enemy comes in all kinds of form, and he will trick us. If we don't have our eye on him, he will trick us. If we're not praying, if we're not seeing what's coming before us, because you can be, you can be an intercessor, but are you weak? Do you see things? Yes, sir, not through the eyes of God, but sometimes because you want to be popular, because you want somebody to know who you are, you want somebody to know your name, you're not even understanding. If we serve God the way we should, he'll blow our name in the wind. It's nothing that you have to do, but I watch preachers, I watch people, yes, I'm very curious about things, so I watch, and there's so many people that's trying to get somebody's attention. Sometimes it's about 10 people trying to get one person's attention. That one person ain't paying you no mind, but because they bishop so-and-so, because they apostle so-and-so, because they evangelist so-and-so, I feel my help coming, because when they stand up, everybody pays attention, because yes, for the way they dress, everybody is intrigued over the dress, the style, the suit, they impressed, by what they got, the way that they act, don't even know that individual might be a person that after they leave the house, they nasty, they don't have no time for people. in the college, huh? But when you go to college, huh, sometimes they have, huh, these sororities, huh, that you want to join, huh? But it's some things that you got to do, huh? Yes, sir, in order to get in there, huh? There's some hating, huh? I know they stop the hating, huh? But there are some people that sneak, huh, and do hazing, huh, and they do crazy things to you. Huh? They make you wear crazy stuff. Huh? They make you say crazy stuff. Huh? They make you burn out because, huh, you want to be a part. Huh? You want to do it. Huh? Yeah. Being this man, huh, because I want to be a part. Huh? I've always felt lonely. Huh? I've always felt, like nobody cares, huh? And do you know, huh, that Jesus cares, huh? That he loves you, huh? Yeah, you don't have to change your hair, huh? You don't have to, try to find money, huh, to buy you clothes to fit in, huh? Yes, God, trying to fit in, huh? You might be working, huh, at a big corporation, huh, but you only there cleaning the floors, huh? But you would tell somebody because you want to fit in, huh? You telling somebody, huh? Yes, sir, huh? That I, huh? Yes, sir, huh? Yes, sir, as the vice president, huh? Yes, sir, man, you misleading other people, huh? Because you got misled, huh? Yes, sir, you teaching your children, huh, how to mislead, huh? Yes, sir, because you, huh, was misled, huh? You, huh, was deceived, huh? You, huh, listened to, huh? Oh, you saying I don't listen to corrupt conversation, huh? But when somebody, huh, is telling you to do something, huh, that you know down in your spirit ain't right, huh, and you still doing it, huh? Yes, sir, you sitting with somebody, huh, that's talking about somebody, huh? Yeah, when we need to be praying, huh? Yes, sir, do you know, huh? Yes, sir, you sitting there talking, huh? And they saying, do you know, huh, that Deborah husband, huh, beat her up, huh? And y'all kiki, huh, and laughing. I tried to tell her, huh, that man wasn't for her, huh? The only reason you tried to tell, huh, is because you wanted to get with Johnny yourself, huh? That's why you was trying to tell, huh? Not that you was trying to help, huh? And so if you really was trying to help, huh, you wouldn't be sitting there, huh, kikiing and laughing, huh? We get misled, huh, because our feelings, huh, yes, sir, are all messed up, huh? We want to be, huh, somebody, huh? We want to, huh? We want, huh, somebody to know who we are, huh? But do you know, huh, that somebody named Jesus, huh, Mary Day, huh, the lily of the valley, huh, the bright morning star, huh, the Alpha and Omega, huh, the beginning and the end, huh? Ah, my Savior, huh? So you're not see, huh? He already knows you, huh? He already sees you, huh? Yeah, huh? And he's telling you, huh, you don't have to be tricked, huh, by the enemy's trick, huh? Do you know that the enemy, huh, is so cunning, huh? He's so deceiving, huh? That's why the word say, huh, be not deceived, huh? Yes, sir, huh? But he's so deceiving, huh? He ain't gonna come to you, huh, with a lie first, huh? He gonna come to you, huh, with a lollipop, huh? Cause he know you like the lollipop, huh? He gonna come to you, huh, with a Pepsi in his head, huh? Cause he know that's what you like, huh? Do you know that enemy knows, huh, just what you like, huh? He's gonna come to you, huh? Yeah, huh? Women, he gonna come, huh, with the dark, tall, handsome man, huh? Or maybe you don't like him dark and tall, huh? Maybe you like him light-skinned, huh? Maybe you like him short, huh? Whatever it is, huh? Which way you like it, huh? Yes, sir, he gonna come, huh, with somebody in the suit, huh? My Savior, huh? Trying to trick you, huh? And making you think, huh? Do you know women have been, huh, tricked for many years, huh? Making you think, huh, I got this big, huh, important job, huh? Y'all get together, huh? Yeah, huh? He tricked you a little while longer, huh? And then after you say I do, huh? After he gets you, yes, sir, huh? In the place that he wants you, huh? Even and he gets you in the place where you're sleeping with him without being married. After a while, the covers is off, the blinders come off, sometimes it take a while, yes. But naive people, it take a while. For people that's been hurt, it takes a while. For people just saw that their heart is broken, it takes a while to see somebody that's deceiving you, that's tricking you, that's trying to mislead you and take you someplace else. You in that relationship, and buddy don't want to work. You in that relationship, and buddy, yes, sir, is a woman beater. You in that relationship, and buddy don't want to help you. You in that relationship, and buddy can't hear what you say, because it's all about him. Yeah. I'm not going to just say buddy, because will trick you, will deceive you, yes, sir, just to get your money, yes, sir, just to get you away from somebody that will, yes, sir, do you right, yes, sir, we being deceived, we being misled, yes, sir, and God, is trying to speak to us. In this corrupt world, we being misled. It's all kind of gimmicks going on. You go to the hospital, there's a gimmick. You leave the hospital and go to the store, there's a gimmick. You go to your job, there's a gimmick. It's always something. It's always people trying to get you on a weight loss journey. Everybody got something, you take this and you'll lose a lot of weight. You take that and you'll lose a lot of weight. Come on and let me give you the surgery. You'll lose a lot of weight. Come on, take my pill. Take my juices and you'll lose a lot of weight. But some of these things are gimmicks. They deceive it. And you being misled, things in our mouth. And then we wonder why we acting crazy. We wonder why we sluggish. We wonder why we feeling crazy. Why is head hurting? Why is my stomach hurting? You're not even relating it to what you may be drinking, what you may be eating. Yeah. But you being misled. You being deceived. That's what the enemy wants. He wants to trick you and deceive you. Yes, sir. When Paul and Silas was in jail, and the rope came a loop because they were singing. When the jailer woke up, yes, sir, he thought they had tricked him while he was asleep, and they all left. But Paul said, we still here. We're not trying to trick you. We're not trying to mislead you. We still here. See, you got to be able to say, no matter what comes to go, I'm standing on Christ the solid rock. I'm not going to be misled. I'm not going to be, I was already tricked, so I can't go back to that same place. But do you know that there are people that's getting tricked every day? They're getting deceived every day. Do you have anybody in your family that's always coming home saying, I got something else? If we do this, we can get this amount of money. If we sell this, we can get this. Yes, sir, always being misled. We got to stop allowing the enemy to mislead us because of our feelings. Because we was hurt when we was a kid. Yes, sir. Because they wouldn't play with us. Yes, sir. We got to stop being misled. We got to understand that everything, I want you to understand this is a key point, everything that looked good to us is not always good for us. commercials. We look at, we read things in the street. We pick up books and we read books. We hear people because we think that they got all upstairs, so we listen to them. We are misled sometimes by what we see. We want to be in love. We want to be able, to have that happy family. But you need to understand that everything that looks good to you is not always good for you. Yes, sir. That might have been good for Jim and Sally, but is that good for you? That might have been good for Rosa and Larry, but is it good for you? Everything that looks good because they described it in the yes, sir, I remember a long time ago, they used to go, I don't know if they still do it, but they used to go around to houses and try to sell you a vacuum cleaner. They don't tell you the price of a vacuum cleaner. They want to come in your house and throw dirt on the floor. Yes, sir. And then take the vacuum cleaner and get it up. And we get all over. Yes, sir. We be all enthused by the little tiny bit of dirt, what they came to trick you with, a little tiny bit of dirt. You want to do something for me, take that vacuum cleaner and vacuum my whole room. I don't need you to vacuum a plate that you threw some dirt on, but I was tricked one time, by a man, that came to the door and knocked on the door, and said this and this, I told you when I was a little younger, I was weak, I'm my savior because I didn't talk that much, so I wasn't able to ask questions because I didn't talk that much, so I got deceived and tricked by the vacuum cleaner man. Found myself paying over $1,000 for a vacuum cleaner that I didn't even use. I only had a small rug. But after all the tricks and the deceptions that I have encountered, I know now not to be deceived. I know that everything that looks good to me is not always good for me. I know to say enough is enough. I'm going to call on Jesus. I'm going to consult Jesus. When we was young, we used to laugh at our grandmother because she used to say all the time, I'm going to pray for what I'm going to wear today. I'm going to pray for my refrigerator. I used to say, Grandma, come on. But I tell you one thing. One time, after she left here, my refrigerator was acting up. I don't have no money to buy no refrigerator. I went upstairs that night. I came back the next morning, and the refrigerator was off. I remember my grandmother talking about how she laid hands on her refrigerator, how she laid hands on her car one time. So I went to the refrigerator, and I said, my grandmother did this, and God, you can work for me. I don't have no money to buy a refrigerator, but I need you to turn this refrigerator back on. And after I prayed that prayer, within a half an hour, that refrigerator came back on. My food didn't spoil. I started jumping around because I said it worked. I might have laughed at first, but it worked. So now I know to God. Let's not be deceived and let's not be misled by stuff. You got to learn when it's a gimmick, let me go look it up. When you don't understand, let me go find out some information before I tell you, When you don't know a person, don't give him or her all of your information, everything about you. I bought my two granddaughters a little laptop, and they play this game, and I tell them all the time, don't give away all your information. Don't tell people on there because you don't know who you're talking to. They could say I'm a little girl. They could say I'm one of your friends from school, but they only going on by what information you give to them. Let's not name. Let's not be deceived, or misled. God bless you. God bless you. I'm handing it back in your hands, woman of God.
Praise the Lord, my God. My God, what a word. What a word on tonight for a befitting time. Amen. We bless God. We just bless the Lord on tonight. Amen. For that word. Glory be to God. Be not deceived. Amen. And I'm telling you, woman of God, you just gave us so many examples. Amen. So many things that we just kind of look at, amen, but not knowing all of the time deception is in the work, amen. But we just, it's in the work, it's in the work, it's in the work. Glory to God. I tell you this word tonight, people of God, this word on tonight, glory to God, it is so, so very befitting for where we are in this time and in this hour. Glory to God. I'm telling you, being misled, deception, it really is at an all-time high. I think I was looking at the news the other day, and they were saying that the government can't even keep up with these bogus call centers. They got centers and full operations where they are deceiving people out of their money. Full operations set up all over the earth where they're calling, swindling people, gimmicks and tricks. Listen, people of God, now is not the time. Now is not the hour. And I thank God tonight for this word. Glory to God, because there are so many gimmicks there, so many tricks there, so many situations where it seemingly we're failing, or seemingly we're not on the up and up. Seemingly, glory to God, and I love it. I thank God for how the woman of God, she just went all the way back, even to our childhood, those things, those situations. Feelings, want to be a part of the in crowd, want, glory to God, to be accepted, want to be validated. And these things, they go all the way through our adult life. If they're not put in check, if we at some point don't come to the point to really understand that the Lord, and ask the Lord, bless God, open our eyes for this word. Really, really open our eyes to see. Really, really open our eyes to see what's going on. People of God, we'll find ourselves walking in darkness. But I thank God for this word on tonight. I bless God for this word on tonight. Glory to God. Let the Lord come. Glory to God. And we know that he's come for him to send such a time like this. He wants to open our eyes. Our eyes must be open. For we know that the enemy is cunning. The enemy is cunning. He's deceiving even in the beginning, even in the garden, even in the beginning. Glory be to God, disguising himself as an angel of light. But I thank God for the light. I thank God for Jesus Christ. He is the light. And he comes tonight to open our eyes that we won't be deceived. Amen, Jesus. He comes tonight, glory be to God, to open our understanding so that we can see, to give us the foreknowledge that we need, so that we won't find ourselves walking in traps and walking in those places, walking in those dark places, glory to God, and seemingly those places, glory to God, that are the right places, only snares to hold us fast. But we give God thanks again. We give God praise on tonight. Glory to God. I'm telling you, this word is so befitting. Amen, for where we are right now at this time. Everybody trying to get rich. Everybody trying to make a quick dollar. And I'm telling you, the woman of God, she truly touched on every place in life, every place in our lives touched on it, even in marriage, even in friendship. My God, glory to God, even in employment, in those matters of the heart, those matters, glory to God, where we may find ourselves veering off or being hurt, being misled, glory to God, even as she said, amen, evil communication corrupts good manners. But we thank God on tonight that Jesus Christ, he's our light. Mm-hmm. We thank God tonight that he has come, glory to God, listen, people of God, to bind up those broken places, those places where we may have fallen prey to the enemy at one time. But the Lord comes to strengthen us tonight. The Lord comes to build us up on tonight so that we're not gullible, so that we're not deceived. Glory be to God. Tonight, he comes tonight. Glory to God. Ha, ya, ya, ya. He comes tonight, people of God. Glory be to God. Amen. To fix us up, to pick us up, and to turn us around. Glory to God, so that we won't find ourselves walking down that dark corridor, that we won't find ourselves being led by our feelings. Glory to God. Listen, this flesh is a mess. This flesh, glory to God, is a mess. And this is why we cannot be led by our flesh. In our flesh, as the word of God declares, dwelleth no good thing. No good thing. We cannot follow our flesh, and this is why we must be led by the Spirit of God. Amen. Glory to God. But he is light. He is light. He is light that shineth in darkness. Glory to God. And tonight, people of God, listen, I don't know about you. Amen. And so many of those situations, I can say, been there, done that. Glory to God. Been there, done that. So many things, glory to God, so many paths. Found myself, amen, Jesus, glory to God, thinking it was one way, but then it was another. So many situations and so many circumstances that the woman of God, glory to God, just so beautifully rolled out. People of God, been there, done that. But when we've been there and we've done that, glory to God, been through those situations, it, amen, brings us to a place of learning, brings us to a place of understanding why. Why? Because deception is still in the earth. It's not going anywhere. It takes on another color, or it may take on another flavor, or it may take on another fragrance. And this is why we need the Holy Ghost. This is why we need the Holy Ghost, because he will signify, hey, and tell us, glory to God, something about that is not right. He will reveal to us, glory to God, because of his foreknowledge, because he now in us, he will reveal to us and cause us to know and to understand, even in our decision making. Glory to God. The woman of God said, those things that look good to us, but they're not good for us. By the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is a revealer. The Holy Ghost will reveal the secret things, the hidden things. The Holy Ghost will reveal to us that we will find ourselves walking in the light. We will find ourselves, glory to God, hallelujah, missing those pitfalls, missing, glory to God, those areas, glory to God, missing those situations where we were just about to make a wrong decision. Just about, glory to God, to buy that car, glory to God, hallelujah, that was a lemon, glory to God, hallelujah, glory to God, just about to say yes to waiting in marriage, in a relationship, just about, but we can't override him. We can't override him, people of God, huh? Glory to God, we cannot override the leading of the Lord. He's our paraclete, and he comes to show us the way. He comes to reveal to us the way, glory to God, that we can walk therein, that we can walk and live a peaceable life in him. Glory to God, for the scripture declares, in him we live, in him we live and move and have our being. so that we can escape the things in the earth. We can escape these situations and these circumstances, those things that look good, that are not good, glory to God, that thing that, amen, seemingly tastes good, but then it's bitter, or it comes to bring harm to us. We bless God tonight, glory to God. We bless God for this word on tonight, glory to God. We bless God tonight for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He came, people of God, that we might live and that we might have life. He came that we might understand the way, for he is the way. He is the truth. Mm. He is the life. Glory to God. He. Glory to God. And he wants to make his abode in us. He wants to make his abode in us, people of God. We don't have to be gullible. And let me tell you something. Some of this stuff looks so real. Some of this stuff sounds so real that in our own senses, in our own perception, we will find ourselves being deceived. We'll find ourselves being misled. Glory to God. But we don't have to walk in deception. We don't have to be misled. For Christ came, glory to God, for he came to be that light. He came to deliver us from the hand and the plan of the enemy. Glory to God. So tonight, glory be to God, people of God, first of all, if you do not know him as your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, if you do not know him as your Savior, if you have not made him King and Lord over your life, you're still walking in darkness. And Jesus came that we might have life. He came, glory to God, hallelujah, he came, yay, whoa, glory, hallelujah, he came, people of God, to deliver us out of darkness and to bring us into the marvelous light. So if you're not saved tonight, glory to God, hallelujah, if you're not walking in this marvelous light on tonight, we want to let you know, glory to God, that you can make that decision right now. You can make that decision. You can make that decision right now that the life that you live might be the life of Christ. You can press *6 on tonight. Glory to God. If you're not saved, glory to God, you can press *6 on tonight. Glory be to God. Amen.
All participants are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
Off. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God that if you are not saved, amen, on tonight, glory to God.
All participants are unmuted.
Tonight, glory be to God. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. If you're not, glory to God. Tonight. Glory be to God. You can press *6. Glory to God.
All participants are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
If you're not saved on tonight, and you want to be saved, you can press *6. Glory be to God. You can press *6. Make him your Lord on tonight. Make him your King on tonight. Receive him as your Savior on tonight. As your deliverer on tonight, glory be to God. *6, *6, start on tonight, glory be to God. Glory to God. We don't have to walk in darkness. We don't have to be misled. Glory to God. We don't have to. Glory to God, for this is why Christ came. This is why he came. This is why he came. This is why he came. Glory to God, to spoil principalities and powers, to spoil, glory to God, to again bring us out of darkness into that marvelous light. Glory to God, tonight, if there's anyone tonight, amen, Jesus, Listen, people of God, you don't have to be validated by anyone. We need to be validated by Jesus. He's the one that created us. He's the one that made us. The scripture declares that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. Glory to God. He made us. He knows the very hairs upon our head. Yes. And tonight, people of God, glory be to God. Again, if you're not saved, you're saved. Amen. Glory to God. You can come to this light. You can come to this way. You can come. You can come. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Blessed by this word. Amen. The Lord wants to lead us out. Amen. Jesus, glory to God. If there's none tonight, glory to God. Amen. Jesus, that want to, amen, surrender and make him Lord and King and deliverer of their lives. On tonight, we want to open the line. Amen. Jesus, glory to God. Anyone, glory to God, that desires special prayer on tonight, anyone that desires special prayer on tonight, you can press *6 either for yourself or for your loved ones or for your neighbors or your coworkers or anyone on tonight. You can press *6, glory to God, and we will certainly go together before the throne of grace, amen, Jesus, that the Lord will shine his light upon their situation. Glory to God. There's healing in the light. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. There's healing. Glory to God in the light. Glory be to God. Anyone tonight, desire special prayer, you can press *6 and come over. You can press *6 and come over. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. To the utmost, Jesus saved. To the utmost, Jesus saved. He will pick you up, and he'll turn you around. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Jesus saved. Jesus saved. Glory to God. He will surely pick you up. Doesn't matter where you may find yourself, able to pick you up. His love reaches to the highest mountain, and it flows to the lowest valley. Yes, sir. Oh, the blood that Jesus shed that gives you strength from day to day. Glory to God. Perhaps, amen, Jesus, glory to God, you've been in those situations. You've been in situations where you've been misled. Glory be to God. And we believe by faith on tonight, glory be to God, hallelujah, that the anointing, this anointing tonight comes, glory be to God, to pick us up and turn us around. Glory be to God. Amen. If there's none, amen, Jesus, let us go before the throne of grace on tonight. Glory to God. Father, we thank you again on tonight. We bless you. We glorify you. Father, we're thanking you on tonight. Right, oh God, for many are coming broken on tonight. Many are coming. Many have been misled on tonight. But, Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise for this word. Mm. We're thanking you on tonight, glory to God, that your light has come, that you have come, glory to God, to shed light in darkness. And for this, we give you thanks. And for this, we give you praise. And, Father, tonight we come, glory be to God. We're coming with open hearts on tonight. We're coming with uplifted hands on tonight. Glory to God. Many misled, many hurt. Yeah, God, hurt behind the misleading, hurt behind the deception. But Father, tonight we're coming. We're asking you, glory to God. First of all, Father, we're asking you to forgive our offenders. Forgive those that have offended us, oh God, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you tonight, glory to God, to forgive us tonight. Forgive us for making decisions, oh God, for making decisions without consulting you. We're asking that you forgive us on tonight in the precious name of Jesus, that we didn't look unto you, oh God, for you're the author and the finisher of our faith, that we didn't look, that we didn't seek, hey God, your counsel before we made decisions. But Father, we're asking you this night, oh glory to God, we're asking you to forgive us now. Forgive us, glory to God. Forgive us, oh God, when we made decisions, oh God. Oh God, seeking validation. When we made decisions, oh God, covering up the hurt and the pain that we felt, the pain that we've experienced. Father, we're asking you tonight, glory to God. We're asking you to forgive us tonight. We're asking you to clean us on tonight. Yay, yay, yay. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you amend tonight. We're asking that you amend the broken places in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you tonight to cause your light to shine upon us. Shine upon us, oh, God, in those places. Shine upon us, oh, God. Shine upon us, Woo, God, shine upon us, hey. Woo, God, shine upon us, oh, glory to God. Oh, God, and make us whole. Shine upon us tonight, oh, God, and heal the broken places. Shine upon us tonight, oh, God. Oh, Master, we're asking you, oh, Master, hiya. Father, we're asking you tonight, oh, God, to touch, to heal and deliver tonight in that precious name, Jesus. Father, we're asking you tonight to move for your people in that precious name, oh God, where there was lack, oh God, where there was loss. Father, we're asking you to restore tonight. Restore tonight, oh God, even as you restore in our mind, even as you restore in our soul, even as you restore in our spirit, oh God. We're asking tonight, oh God, that where that was lost, restore. Restore 100-fold in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you tonight, oh God, to open our eyes. Open our hearts, oh God, to the deceiver. We're asking that you would open, oh God, cause us tonight. Yeah, Master. Father, cause us tonight to seek you first before every decision. Seek you first. Hey, God. Oh, God, even in the smallest things. Cause us to seek you first, oh God. In thy precious name, oh glory, and oh fire, Father, with eyes, and cause us to see. Cause us to see the enemy afar off. Cause us to see, glory to God, that we not be squandered. Cause us to understand, oh God, the work and the workings of the enemy. Cause us, glory be to God. Woo, God, sharpen our sensitivity. We pray, oh God, cause us to discern, to know right from wrong. Oh, glory to your name, oh God. In thy precious name, Jesus, in this world of darkness, oh God, but cause your light to shine bright. Cause your light to shine bright, even in the midst of darkness. In thy precious name, oh God, and even after you, my, oh God, cause us to seek after your truth. Cause us to seek your hand. Cause us to seek, hey, oh God, your righteousness, your truth in all things, we pray in thy precious name, Jesus. Father, build us up. Build us up, Rabaya. Build us up on your table. Oh, God, build us up, oh, God. In the precious name of Jesus. Oh, God, that we're able to stand, even in the darkness of the hour. Cause us to stand in your righteousness. Cause us to stand in your truth. In the precious name of Jesus. Father, we bring down every plan of the enemy, every plan and every plot. In thy precious name, oh God, cause us to be fortified. Cause us to get in your word even the more. Let your word be a light unto our feet. Hey, God, your word. Woo, God, your word, your word, your word. Oh, God, to hold us and to sustain us, to keep us in thy precious name, Jesus. And Father, for this, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We're thanking you for healing on tonight. Thank you for healing on tonight. Many situations, many circumstances, oh God, even as your word comes to shed light. God, many situations, oh God, we find ourselves walking in the trouble. We find ourselves, oh God, walking, oh God, where you never intended us to go. Oh God, but there was trouble waiting ahead. But Father, we're thanking you on tonight. We're thanking you, glory to God, for turning back the hand of the enemy. Father, we're thanking you for life even in the midst of. Father, we're thanking you tonight for forgiving us, for we miss you along the way. And for this, glory to God, we thank you now. We glorify you all over the land, all over the land. Father, cause us to walk circumspectly. Cause us to seek you first. Cause us to seek you first, oh God, in all things, in all situations. Cause us to seek you first, oh God, before we make a move, before we make a plan. Cause us to seek you first with our whole heart, with all of our understanding. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise on tonight. We thank you for moving for your people all over the land. We thank you for moving. Glory to God. We thank you for answering prayer. We thank you, glory to God, even those things, those situations, those questions that are upon the altar. Father, but we give you thanks. We give you praise. We glorify you now. We thank you for the answer. We thank you for patience. Oh, God, that we will wait for you now. Thank you for leading us to green pastures. Thank you for leading us, oh, God, to a wealthy place. We thank you tonight. Yeah. We thank you tonight. We thank you tonight, glory to God, for your precious redemption, redeeming us, oh God, from every plan and every plot of the enemy. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor tonight. We bless your precious name. We thank you for what you've done in the midst. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your servant on tonight. Thank you for the woman of God. Thank you for the woman of God on tonight. Father, we say bless her now. Bless her ministry. Bless her, oh, glory to God. Bless her. Hey, God. Father, give us strength, oh, God, in this time to continue to declare your word. And, Father, for this, we thank you. We praise you. We honor, we glorify you now. Father, for every listener. Every listener far and every listener near, we thank you, Father. We thank you for you are the light. We thank you, glory to God, for your leading. Thank you for your guidance, name Jesus. Father, now we're asking that you hide us behind your precious cross. We pray, cover us in your shed blood. Cover us and we shall be covered. Hide us, O God, and we shall be hid. And for this, Father, we thank you now. Thank you for you are the great deliverer. Thank you for you have delivered us. And for this we give you glory. For this we give you praise. For this we give you honor. In thy precious name, Jesus, in thy precious name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody say amen for the light. Somebody amen for deliverance. Glory to God. Amen. Yes. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God for the way. Hallelujah. For his way. For he is the way. glory to God, sitting now, even so among us, in the midst of us, glory to God, that we will not be misled. Amen. Glory to God. So we give God thanks. We give God praise again for this word on tonight. People of God, listen, we want to invite you to get a copy of this broadcast on tonight. Listen, we already know there's so much deception in the earth right now. Glory to God. We need this word. We need this word that we can be quickened. Somebody needs this word so they can stop. Somebody needs this word. Somebody's getting ready to make a wrong decision. Somebody needs this word that they can see all of the ramifications whereby deception lies wait. Somebody needs this word. Glory to God. So tonight, people of God, glory to God, amen, Jesus, we rebroadcast it on tonight. Glory to God. But it's a right now word for a right now time, for right now where we are. Deception is as great in the earth as the waters in the sea. And we look in the sea and we see, glory to God, amen, Jesus, all of the waters, deception in the earth, greater than the waters of the sea. People of God, we need this word that comes tonight to give us light, comes tonight to cause us to be quickened in our understanding, cause us tonight to look again, that causes tonight to consider before we make a decision. Glory to God. Before we are misled. Glory to God. We encourage you tonight to get this word. Yes, get this word on tonight. We encourage you to get it and send it to someone. Get it so that someone else can be blessed. Get it so that someone else can be blessed on tonight. Glory to God. This word, deception is great. Glory to God, but the Lord has sent his word. As the scripture declares, those, the people that sat in darkness has seen a great light. And we know that Jesus is that light. Glory to God. Jesus is that light. And he has spoken expressly to us on tonight. So we give God thanks. We give God praise. Listen, people of God, go ahead, amen, and get a copy of the broadcast on tonight. Glory to God. I tell you, I was blessed on tonight. I was blessed. Blessed every night. Amen, Jesus. But I tell you, this particular word on tonight, amen, Jesus, I don't know if I was on the broadcast. Glory be to God. But I tell you tonight, people of God, I was blessed. Amen. Because that's the word. The word has a weight. Glory to God. So much was glory to God. And I take and I eat ye all of it. Amen. And we pray that you do too. Get a copy. Amen, Jesus. We're going to give you a couple of numbers whereby you can text us and get your copy. Once you get it, we ask that you send it to someone. Send it to someone. Glory to God. God doesn't, listen, his word doesn't come forth, glory to God, just to be speaking. He doesn't speak just to be speaking, glory to God, but his word causes a reaction. And tonight you can text 229-529-0914. Again, that is 229-529-0914, and request the copy. Just text us, amen, or you can text us at 912-257-3918. Again, that's 912-257-3918. For those of you that are listening via internationally, you can as well reach out to us via WhatsApp, and that number is 678-608-7234. Again, 678-608-7234. Don't forget, you can go out to our Prayer News Network Facebook page, and there the broadcast is housed as well. Go out and listen to it as often as you like. Send it via messenger. Tag somebody in it. Glory to God. Listen, by any means necessary, we want to get this word out. Amen. We want to get all of the word out, glory to God, because somebody needs it. Somebody needs it. God knows, glory to God, who he has intended this word for. He knows, glory to God, but we just want to do our part. Be sure to do our part. Amen. Also, listen, if you're not on Facebook, you can simply Google Prayer News Network. You Google amen, you'll come, amen, to our link. And there as well, you can click and listen to the previous broadcast. Or if you like listening via podcast, you can do that as well. You'll find our podcast there. So we give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight. Thanking God tonight for Dr. Harrell, amen, Jesus, Throne Room International Ministries. She's also on Facebook. We thank God for the woman of God. Amen, Jesus. Thank God for her. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Since the pandemic, things have shifted. So, amen, Jesus, and the time is limited. Glory to God. For everyone is about their Father's business. But we thank the Lord that we were able to capture, amen, this rich word during the time of the pandemic when we were out, amen, for a little over 2 years. But the speakers, the awesome speakers that the Lord had settled time, glory to God, have come and they have spoken and they have declared, glory to God, and we were able to catch and capture this word so that we can continue to advance it, continue to advance this word. We're going to need this word. We're going to need it. In times like these, we need this word. And we thank God for his listeners that were able to hear from him and bring out a word and bring forth a word of deliverance, a word of salvation, a word, glory to God, to heal, a word to restore. My God, listen, people of God, the Lord, he had his messengers, amen, Jesus, in one place. And we're just grateful. We're just grateful to the Lord for that. Amen. Glory to God. So tonight, people of God, we thank God for your time. We thank God for your attention. Thank you for coming to listen with us here on the Prayer News Network Global. We do want to invite you to come on back. Come on back to be with us on tomorrow night. Amen, Jesus. And we pray that the Lord will move mightily in your services on tomorrow. We realize some people, amen, Jesus, give glory to God. Amen. Worship even so in the Sabbath. Yes, yes, yes. There's a blessing in the Sabbath, people of God, observing the Sabbath. There's a blessing in it. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. But we thank God tonight, amen, for, amen, the houses and what God is going to do in the midst of his people on tomorrow all over the land. We pray that he moves mightily. We pray, glory to God, that there's great deliverance. We pray that there's great restoration. We pray that he will heal, that he will deliver, that he will set free. We pray that he will touch the minds of his people. We pray that he will touch the very soul. We pray that he would restore. We pray, glory to God, that he would, glory to God, restore bodies. Amen. Glory to God, amen, that have been touched even by COVID. We pray, glory be to God, that there be total restoration in the precious name of Jesus. We pray that the Lord, glory to God, the Spirit of the Lord would move upon his people. We pray on tonight, glory to God, that he will move upon you, upon each and every household that represented here. We pray that he will move in a miraculous way in the name of Jesus. We pray on tonight, glory to God, that your every need will be met in the precious name of Jesus. We pray on tonight, glory to God, that whatever, glory to God, your heart's desire, whatever is upon the altar of your heart, we pray that he would move favorably upon you now in the precious name of Jesus. We pray that your every need will be met. We pray on tonight, glory to God, that there be total restoration. We pray on tonight, glory to God, the great salvation, that the great salvation of the Most High God, glory to God, that will move upon the hearts of the lost on tonight, and that they will come yielding, that they will come crying, I yield, I yield. We pray on tonight that he will touch minds, that he will touch the minds of his people in the name of Jesus. We pray on tonight, glory to God, that he will bring them out. We pray on tonight that he will break the bands of wickedness, break the bands that will cause people not to see and people not to understand. We pray on tonight, glory to God, for a mighty move in the house of God on tomorrow. We pray on tonight, glory to God, that he would uproot, that he would overturn. We pray that he would destroy the works of the enemy. We pray on tonight that he will bring his people out in the name of Jesus, that he will bring them out. Hey, God, that he will restore, that he will lift his people in the name of Jesus, that he will lift, as
name of Jesus, we pray tonight, oh God, that we would experience the fresh breath, the raw breath of his anointing. We pray on tonight, glory to God, we believe by faith that it's already done. And even tonight we pray the blood covering upon you, upon your home on tonight, upon, glory to God, your being, upon everything that concerns you. We pray tonight, glory be to God, that the blood covering will cancel every plot and every assignment of the enemy. In the name of Jesus, we pray peace on tonight, peace that surpasses all understanding. We pray peace, and we speak peace tonight. Peace to your mind, peace to your soul, peace to your spirit. We pray tonight. In the name of Jesus, we pray wholeness tonight. We pray wholeness, oh God, upon you tonight. Name of Jesus, may his face shine upon you. Glory to God, may he cause his face to ever shine upon you, and that he will lead you into a wealthy place. And for this, we give God thanks. We give God praise. We're thanking him for answering every prayer in the precious name of Jesus. In the precious name of Jesus, glory to God. Somebody tonight, glory to God, say amen, amen, amen. And so it is. Amen. Glory to God. God bless you again, people of God. We thank God for you. We thank the Lord, glory to God, for you taking out the time to come and be with us, people of God. And we want to, again, invite you to come back on tomorrow night. Blessings upon you. May the blessings of the Lord keep you, cover you, shield you, protect you in the precious name of Jesus. We'll see you on tomorrow night. Don't forget to tell someone about the Prayer News Network Global. Blessings to each of you. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. And that does conclude tonight's broadcast. Tomorrow night. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye. Thank you.